Missouri taxpayers deserve to know the exact details of the $1 billion-plus subsidy that Governor Nixon offered to Boeing. It's a request that's about open and accountable government from Governor Nixon.
Well, of course, they were under a confidentiality agreement while this process was going on. Is that still valuable, or is that still valid as far as you know?
Well, I don't know. One problem in this is we've never seen the confidentiality agreement even. And to the extent that there was a confidentiality agreement, I highly doubt it's still valid given that Boeing is, this bid process is over, number one. Number two, to the extent there might be trade secrets involved in the documents, those can be redacted out. Certainly what should not be secret is the offer that Governor Nixon made to them, where the parameters of the subsidies that he told Boeing he was willing to provide to them.
Which the legislature approved.
Which the legislature did approve. That's correct.
Now, and you, as I recall, voted against the package. Is that correct?
I did vote against the package. That's right.
So is there a connection that we can make between your vote no and your request now to know exactly what it was you voted against?
No. What this is a request that, you know, Governor Nixon called us in and called the General Assembly in December to a special session and said, look, I want the authority to go make a large offer to Boeing. I think it's entirely fair and reasonable for Missouri taxpayers after this bidding process has ended to know the exact details of the offer he made with their money to Boeing.
Can you get the same result with a simple open records request?
I don't know. I suppose you could. I mean, this is just a legislator requesting information, so I guess to some extent, I guess that's an open records request, but I don't know.
Yeah. What are you going to do with this information when you get it?
Well, I don't know. I think for the sake of open and accountable government, taxpayers ought to know what the offer was. Without seeing the details, I might do nothing except that, you know, I'll probably publish it on my blog so that any taxpayer who's interested in the exact details of it can come see it. I would assume there's probably going to be some news articles about the details of the offer as sort of a tying up loose ends. And I don't have any preconceived expectations going in as to any lessons to be learned from the document. But I think anytime you're talking about the governor having the authority to offer billions of dollars in tax subsidies to one company, there ought to be an open and accountable process, at least at the back end, so that we can know the exact details.
Do you have any fears that that making this information public at this stage will in some way or another tip off potential rivals in the future of the kinds of things that we would offer to attract another business to Missouri and therefore put us at a disadvantage?
No, and I think that secrecy is that's an argument for secrecy in government spending and actually, it's an argument for secrecy in spending billions of dollars of Missouri taxpayer money. To the extent that is true, I don't think it's appropriate for state government or any governor to spend billions of dollars without letting the public know exactly what's going on.
There was no on-background briefing for members of the General Assembly, I guess?
Well, we had some... Governor Nixon came and spoke to the House Republican caucus, and I think he went and spoke to the Senate Republican caucus. I think he went to the House Democratic caucus, too. I don't know about the Senate Democrats.
I think he did, too. But you were in the Republican caucus meeting, And I gather the, I gather what he said in that meeting doesn't answer the questions you're asking now.
No, I mean the offer that the Governor Nixon made to Boeing is contained in the actual documents with the offer he made to Boeing.
Okay, how about the St. Louis and St. Louis County part of this? How should that be made public?
Well, I think that should be made public too. I just don't have, I'm a state representative and I'm asking the governor for state taxpayers' end of this, although I think that the local folks ought to make those things available to the public as well.
I suppose that's the kind of request that should come through the St. Louis County Council or St. Louis City Council members. That would be in the appropriate venue to pursue to get that part of the information.
I think so. They'd be more appropriate than myself.
Yeah. Did you ask them for any particular deadline to get the information to you, or just leave it wide open for them?
Friday.
You ask them for it by this coming Friday.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. And
and this isn't the first time I've requested documents from them. Normally, I give them, 15 days. Or 30 days, but every other time I've requested documents, I've been requesting a really large batch of documents that, for events that occurred 3 to 9 months prior, if not even further back than that. Everything I'm requesting happened within the last 3 to 4 weeks. I don't expect it to be, 500 pages of documents. I'd be shocked if it were over 100 pages. I've seen some of these proposals, in the Mantec investigation. I don't want to say that.
Yeah.
There's no comparison between those two. I'm
right.
Not trying to make that comparison.
Right.
I've seen some of the proposals made, and they're not 1,000-page documents.
I guess it sounds like what you're saying is you've always gotten cooperation from the governor's office in the past when you've asked them for documents, and so you don't see any reason why they wouldn't want to cooperate this time.
That's right. Governor Nixon and DED in the past have always been cooperative when there's been a request for documents relating to economic development programs, and so it's my thought that they're going to provide the documents now, although I haven't received a response yet.
If this material does come to you and if this information is made public, in what way do you think this will be valuable to the legislature in future negotiations with a company that is interested in coming to Missouri?
I think it's valuable to see exactly what these offers look like. Sometimes the four programs involved in the special session legislation are actually pretty complicated programs, and they're difficult to wrap your brain around, and being able to see the exact offer that was made could help some legislators gain a greater understanding of those programs. I think seeing an offer for that's not even the Boeing proposal, this just any offer could help gain a greater understanding of those programs.